Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The judge has said the state has to put its own environmental impact study together before working on the construction of the Kensington Expressway project. Your reaction to that judge's ruling?
I'm absolutely elated and pleased, but I expected that the judge would rule in that way based on his previous statements.
What were some of those statements?
Well, the judge was very astute in assessing that they obviously had not done the proper hard look in realizing that there were going to be a tremendous amount of impacts as a result of this five-year, billion-dollar-plus construction project through the middle of a residential neighborhood, and that there's environmental impacts, there's health impacts, there's impacts on the historical structure of the area. The judge seemed to indicate early on that he appreciated both the magnitude and the scope of the impact of this project, and he was just demanding that they follow the law and do what was appropriate under the circumstances. So I kind of got that in his preliminary injunction. I haven't had a chance to actually read the decision that he wrote, but I'm sure it'll be along those lines.
What does this mean for the future of the Kensington construction, the Kensington Expressway project, in your mind?
It means the struggle continues. What we were looking for is the right project. We don't want to slow things down. We don't want to just be naysayers. What we're looking for is a solution to the problem. We want this project to continue as quickly and as fairly as it can. So what we anticipate is that there will be a injunction stopping that this toxic tunnel, the cancer alley that they propose to continue, will not happen. But we want to move forward in a way that moves forward the city of Buffalo and makes it the project area a good neighborhood to live in, that does a regional look at the transportation network that works with our neighbors, Cheektowaga, Amherst, West Seneca, Dubuque, in order to make the best transportation network possible for our city, and that moves Buffalo forward as an example of efficient, sustainable, environmentally sound economic and social development. That's what we're looking for. We want to continue moving Buffalo into its third century as the place where there's always innovation and approaches to things that are the right solution. This is just the first step. So we couldn't be happier in having had the support of various media and social networks and outlets that wouldn't let this thing be buried under the usual shenanigans and political subterfuge that actually goes through. We want to see this be a catalyst to come up with the right solution in Zora Valley, in Alabama, swaps, the Stamp Act in terms of hydrocarbons and all of those things. This is just one step on a continuum.
And how long before you anticipate the state come up with the EIS, the Environmental Impact Study?
Well, I tell you, myself personally, I believe that the bulk of the scientific information and studies is already there or in the record or has been suppressed. So that should not actually take a very long time to come up with an accurate and complete impact study. It requires coordination among all the participating agencies instead of remaining a silent partner as they watch things go by. But it depends how in-depth they decide to do. For instance, the what they call the Section 106, the Historical Resources Study. That all of those things should occur as expeditiously as possible, but as soundly as possible. So I think that a complete and fair and thorough environmental impact study could probably be completed in, this is just my opinion, a year's time. But along with that would be the studies that, said this is the appropriate design for transportation while the construction and rehab and restoration pieces are occurring. So I don't know that the complete impact of a project this large that will change again and restore us, hopefully, best to the best designed city in the world. All of those things should be done in a thoughtful, prudent, but expeditious way.